Let's head to South Africa now. We're joined by our correspondent, Elna Schutz. Elna, more electioneering squabbles. What's the latest one about?
Hi, Lisa. Yes, we have spoken before about the new MK party, whose poster child is the controversial former president, Jacob Zuma. And the name of the party, Umkhonto weSizwe, which means Spear of the Nation, is well known to most South Africans. So MK, or Umkhonto weSizwe, was the paramilitary wing of the African National Congress, the ANC, during the anti-apartheid era, and was founded by Nelson Mandela and, of course, played quite an important role. So after that, former members of the MK have also played significant roles in the politics of our nation. So it comes as no huge surprise to anyone, I think, that the ruling ANC, or the governing party, the ANC, wasn't too pleased with the name and logo of the MK being used by the new party. So now they've taken the MK party to court over having broken trademark law, which I think is probably about the third court case they've tried against this new party, but the court disagreed. So the ANC will likely appeal, but now the MK party can continue, and it's a bit of a boost for them actually ahead of the 29 May elections, especially because this particular name and logo means so much to the history for many people in the country.
And Elna, let's move on to another court case. What is the newest in terms of South Africa's water crisis?
Oh, this is a bit of a heartbreaking one, I do have to say. So we're talking here about Komatipoort, which is a small town near the Kruger National Park and the border to Mozambique. So it's a bit of a tourism hub. And they've had water problems for the last few years that are rather shocking. So there has been sewage flowing into the town and the nearby Crocodile River. There have been near constant water outages with not enough water tankers provided. And apparently live fish coming through the water taps, which I can really only imagine. And we're talking about almost 5 years here. So if that happened to me, I think I would tend to want to take my municipality to court too, which seems to be a growing trend in South Africa. So now that's exactly what happened. The municipality was taken to court, and the Mpumalanga High Court has ruled that that local municipality has to immediately fix the problems. The residents actually wanted more action than that. They wanted the municipal manager to be arrested, but the judge did stop short just of that. However, the municipal manager now has 21 days to clean up the sewer spills in the river, and obviously more actions beyond that. So it's quite horrific. I think it shouldn't happen to any community, and I hope change comes soon.
Elna, what is this new opera? It is about a notorious South African criminal trial. Which trial are we talking about?
Yes, I think everybody has a specific one in mind as you say that, and the story is a bit bizarre. I mean, as a journalist in South Africa, I'm used to seeing Oscar Pistorius' name in the headlines, but certainly not in the art pages. So as your listeners will probably know, the world watched by and analysed the court proceedings after the Paralympian shot and killed his partner, River Steenkamp, over 10 years ago. And now you can see it again as an opera.
Goodness
me. So trial
me.
By media is
Elna,
a
I imagine that's highly controversial and incredibly sensitive, that trial, and it's an opera.
Yes. So it's called Trial by Media, and it's a 1 hour long opera that has just finished its run in Cape Town. So unfortunately, I did miss it, but I would be quite curious to see it. It was part of an operatic festival, and it tells, as you might imagine, the story of the Pistorius trial as a commentary on the public and, you know, just our greater relationship with celebrities, especially the media's relationship with celebrities, especially when they go through some kind of tragedy. And it's all set to quite modern, eclectic, original music. So some of the critics are saying While it's definitely solid musically, they're not quite convinced that the spectacle about a spectacle worked. And I have to say, I agree.
Thank you, Elna. That is Elna Schutz, our correspondent, joining us live from South Africa.